Hello. Today I'd like to cover the new partner markup feature versus the old partner reporting module. These are net new capabilities for the partner portal and for the indirect customers that we would certainly like to see partners begin using across all their customers and as soon as possible. First, you would log into the enterprise portal as a partner administrator. There you should see a list of the enrollments, customer enrollments that are under you as a partner. You'll notice on the right-hand side there is a new status, the markup status. By default, your customers will be disabled, which means they are running in the current environment just as they always have, without the markup feature being enabled. If you've marked up the prices for a customer, it will and published it, you'll see a published status. And if you are in a preview status, that means that you have set the markup but not published it. So you're viewing what it would look like in the portal and have not yet published that number. So we would select here an enrollment that was in a disabled status. Once we are in the customer view here, we would select the view usage summary under Partner Admin. And then select the Customer View tab. You'll notice here that it says No Markup Set. Click Edit to set a markup. Clicking Edit would bring up the box that you see at the lower right-hand corner where you could set a markup percentage. In this case, for the sake of illustration, we're using a 50% markup. You would click Preview at the bottom right to set that markup in a preview status where you can see if everything looks as you would expect. Now, by clicking back on the Partner View tab, if you go back to the enrollment start date, in this case July 2014, you'll see the amount that you likely submitted as a purchase order, $49,200. And if the customer has usage, you'll see the usage that accrued against that monetary commitment balance at the rates that you have negotiated with Microsoft as a partner. To see the customer view of this, you'll click on the Customer View tab. Once loaded, again going back to the start month for the enrollment, you'll see here that the monetary commitment balance has now been marked up by that percentage, 50%, and the utilization has also gone up because the prices were marked up as well. So this is the customer's view. You can also take a look at the impact on the price sheet. So if you look at the view price sheet, you will now see two tabs there as well, the partner view and the customer view. And you will see here that the prices are marked up by the 50% as well. If you're satisfied with the markups and everything looks correct, the next step for you is to publish that markup. You go back to the view usage summary tab under the customer tab and click publish. That would immediately put out that information and make those prices and usage information available to the customer. As you can see here at the top, you can make edits prior to publishing. Once you've published, you'd have to actually disable the markup and start over. From the customer standpoint, once you've published the markup, they're going to see two additional menu items under reports: the view usage summary and the view price sheet. That is the signal to them that you as a partner are using the markup feature. In addition, the download usage data report will have two additional fields that will provide cost information to the customer. Under the disabled environment, using the way we've done this for years, the customer will see the reports you see on the right-hand side here: service usage report, which is just usage data; commitment balance and overage, which is requires the partner to provide the customer a monthly list of prices and a starting monetary commitment balance for each quarter, if not at least at the start of the agreement period. Let's take a look at the reports with the markup feature from the customer's view. These will look really essentially as like what you saw under the customer view tab. Here's a usage summary, again going back to the start month. And they see the same numbers that we saw when we were validating our markup. One of the things that's net new capability for the customer is something that they can see as they scroll down on this page, and that is a monthly view that now has first by default an aggregate view across all accounts and subscriptions, including usage and cost, and the ability now to filter at the account and subscription level so that they can break down those costs at that level. In addition, they will be able to look at the price sheet, again, as we saw with a 50% markup. The nice thing about this price sheet is that as prices change or new features are added, they will automatically be integrated here, which means there's no more requirement for the partner to provide updates on a monthly basis. And as I mentioned, when they do download usage, they will see two new columns, the resource rate column and the extended cost column, which again are going to give them detail all the way down to the daily basis, down to individual components like a virtual machine. And this again is net new capability that they did not have using the previous method. Let's take a look at that previous method, the partner reporting module method, and contrast this to what they have available in the partner markup feature. In this method, you would first go to the download report tab. You would click on generate Excel. When that Excel spreadsheet came up, you would click on enable editing and enable content. And there you would see a markup prices macro in the upper right-hand corner. When you clicked on that macro, it would bring up the box that you see here, price markup percentage, where you would enter that markup percentage and click OK. This would generate an Excel spreadsheet that you would save that essentially had all of the prices marked up at the percentage that you had specified. You would then provide that to the customer, and they would have to input it into their own report. From the customer view, an enterprise administrator would first click on that Generate Excel spreadsheet or Generate Excel under the Commitment Balance and Overage report. Once that spreadsheet was generated, they would also open it and enable content, enable editing. Here they would be entering the monetary commitment balance for the prior period. If it's the start of the agreement, that would be the starting balance that you had given them as a partner. In this case, they've entered $6,500. And then they would cut and paste each of the unit prices at the commitment and overage rates into the yellowish columns down below. Once that data is entered, the starting balance and the prices, they would click on the second browser tab at the bottom, commitment and overage summary. And that would show them essentially a simplified version of the usage summary, showing their starting balance, showing usage against it, at the rates that you had set, and therefore an ending balance. The only other report that they had available to them, or have available to them if the markup feature is not being used, is this service usage summary that really did not give cost feedback, but just let you see relative usage at the service level month by month. So you could see whether you're using more of something like compute or data from month to month, but it did not translate to costs. So in summary, we highly recommend that partners begin using extensively and exclusively the markup feature. We believe it's a win-win situation, giving the indirect customers essentially a direct view of costs and alleviating the partner from having to provide prices on a monthly basis as well as monetary commitments. It also gives net new features to the indirect customer where they can see the usage at the detailed level. If they wanted those views of usage without using the markup feature, they have to come back to you as a partner to get that. And you essentially have to go in and generate Excel spreadsheets and mark up the prices in a very manual process. We're happy to add question, help you with questions on this area and schedule meetings with you. If you go to the support link in the enterprise portal, you can contact our team by choosing the enterprise portal tab. I want to thank you for your time and wish you all the best in using this new feature.